started, I was 20 years old, you know. And then, of course, when I finished that, well, before I finished that school, war started, Russians came in, you know, so. Then I finished that two-year agriculture school, and that was it. And then to that Latvian Legion, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, they lived in a farm, My dad and my mom still was alive when I went to war, you know, so. Yeah, I had two sisters, yeah. One is still living. Well, they would have kept it, but the Russians took away. They took all the land away, you know, so. And then when the Germans came in again, you know, Russians was kicked out, and they got the land back, you know. And then Russians came in again and took the land away and just left little, I guess, 2 hectares, you know, no, half a hectare, you know, around the house for yourself, you know. So.
But your parents?
Living in a house, you know, which they still was allowed to live, you know. And then they worked in a, like, what do you call these big farms? What was all, land was taken by the government, you know. So they worked in for the government, but still stayed in their own house, you know. Well, actually, once you get called into the army, you went to the army, you know, and then there was no contact anymore with your home, you know. So, well, we write letters once in a while, you know. So one was called in the army, then we went to, was sent to Russia to fight, you know. So well, we were there till was started retreating, you know, but I don't know what year, I can't remember now, you know. So I got the diary, but, you know. And then, of course, when we went to Latvia, retreating from Russia, we went to Latvia, you know. We was gonna, me and my friend from the same area, we was gonna desert and just run home, you know. But then when we got about halfway, the Russians were there already. So then we just went to Riga, you know, and then right through the Poland, you know, all retreating, the army was retreating, you know. And then we just retreating to the, and then ended up in Germany, you know, in a prison, was taken by the Americans. And I was in Germany, W. And then the Latvian society somehow got us out, you know, so. And then we stayed in a DP camp. Americans only, yeah, because DP camp was okay, you know. PW camp, you know, was really tough, you know. Yeah. Lots of fellows passed away, you know. Because it was a small camp, you know. It wasn't a big one, you know. It was run by the Latvians, you know, so they, like, all the kitchen and everything, you know, so. It was really good. I was kind of bad guy, you know, was actually speculating, buying, bread stamps and going to the Hamburg and selling them, you know. Actually, it was against the law, you know, but.
Oh.
Well, Hamburg wasn't too bad, you know, so. It was still okay, you know, so. But all that, like, Dresden was completely gone, you know, so. But, so I went probably twice a month, you know, so. Well, went to Germany, and then when in a DP camp, you know, then was that. Actually, what you call scouts, were scouts, and then we were, you know, all kind of exercise and all kind of, you know, games playing football, you know, and all that, you know, so keep it occupied, you know. And then there was a camp, and then there was a lady from England, you know, so, and that time was already advertising we could actually register to immigrate, you know. So there was, when a blackboard was put on, you can go to England, you know, so. So and then I just remember in that camp that. That's a lady who told me to come to Canada. Now we had a scout jamboree there, you know, so. And then she was from England, you know, like, and then she said, well. And we start talking about what the advertising, we should go immigrate now to England, you know. And she said, no, don't go to England. You go to England, you go like a labor, you're going to stay a labor. Try to wait till you get to the Canada or Australia, you know. And that lady, she had a little dog. I remember, I have a picture even now. So, and then we That's why I didn't sign up, you know. Most of the people signed up went to England. Lots of Latvians went to England. And then about 2 weeks later, they advertised for Canada, you know. So, and then I actually put the application in. And, well, we played, you know, played all kind of games, you know, with a ball, you know, yeah. Football. And also, I don't know what else we played. Or racing, like, you know, all kinds, you know, things. And that's where I met these fellows who we emigrated to Canada, you know, in that camp, you know, in that scout camp, you know. There was how to go to the commission, you know, where they check your health and everything, you know. And then there was something happened and was shown in my lungs was a sort of spot, you know. So they said, no, you can't go, rejected, you know. So I talked to the nurse there, you know, so German nurse, you know, so maybe you could do it tomorrow, you know, so once more, you know, maybe it's a mistake, you know, and gave him something. He came back tomorrow, you know, and put it through, so I don't know. But there was nothing wrong then because I've been never had any problems now in Canada with my. And so then I got my permission to go to Canada, you know, so, and was in that to work in a bush for 1 year, mm-hmm. in Ontario. That's where we were three fellows, like who was in that scout group, you know, and then altogether were 66 of us, you know, Latvians who went to that bush, you know. So it was an army boat, Halifax. Well, actually, we was from a boat, took right to the train, you know, and it was on the train, you know, and then we were traveling to Montreal by train. And then from Montreal, took us to the bush, you know, so with another train. There was a train going to the, it was Carpus Casing, where we worked in the bush. Clearing by cutting them wood, you know, for, I don't know what they use for, pulp. Well, we start working and worked hard, you know, and there was a good money, you know, because, you know, so everything was free. Well, first impression, like when we went in the camp, you know, one sat at the table, like we arrived at night late and there was a breakfast, you know, so that's kind of, you know, really set up on everything. So many choices, you know, and then there was a supper. We thought it was a wedding. Like in the supper, there's choices meat, three choices of meat, and every, well, just cutting, you know, sort of, you just cut like 7 foot long and pile it up, you know, how you get paid by the, how many you make it, you know, that's why we really work, you know. Well, there was bunkhouses, and there was heat and everything was really good, you know, so, except in summer, it was lots of these, not mosquitoes, but black mess over the bed, you know, so even then they sneak into it, you know. So, yeah. And then about once a month or twice a month, you can go to the, with a train to the Carpus Casing, you know, so. We just went a couple times there, you know, just to see what it is, you know, small city, you know, so. All French. In the camp, there was language lessons, right away, so we learned there, right in the camp, so we learned English right there, you know. So. Well, when anybody goes to town, they brought in booze, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It was about 8 months when we worked there, one of the Latvians, Dobel is from Edmonton, mm-hmm. Latvian Society, came to camp. And he said, well, if you would like to, he would suggest to come to Edmonton because they found the oil that time, you see. And there'd be lots of work, you know, so. Well, when we finished the contract, so we, three of us, we just took a train and came to Edmonton. And then we came to Edmonton. And station, and now we have to go to the hotel, you know, so we can stay somewhere, you know. So we took a taxi. What happens to be one block from there was a hotel. Well, but we didn't know, you know. So, yeah. Pretty good money considering the times, you know, so because Like here, the wages was, you know, that time was 70 cents an hour, you know. But there we probably made double that at least, you know. Because we worked on a piecework, not by hour, you know, so we made lots of money. And then the first thing we, then next day we met with that Latvian guy, you know, so, and start looking for a job, you know. Well, first we found a rooming house, you know, so we stayed together in one rooming house, all of us, you know. The only thing, most of them went to the Montreal and Toronto, you know. Well, then we, you know, started, you know, go around. He told us where to go and try to find it, so we ended up in, we found a job for 70 cents an hour with Ziedler's plywood plant. He was making windows and doors, you know. I don't know, they're still existing, I guess, the plywood plant now, but not like a carpenter shop, you know. We worked there, you know, so, and then two of us, another guy found a job somewhere, oh yeah, in that, stayed there till next spring. And then we worked in that carpenter shop where they're making the windows and doors, you know. And then we met one of the salesmen. He was Norwegian. So he says, we'll try to look for a carpenter job, you know, because that was paying $1.40, double, you know. So then we went to one place and they said, okay, you can start next week, you know. So we went to that Ziedler's. He was going to quit, and that foreman said, you're crazy, wintertime. You're not going to work. Carpenters work only just in the summer, you know, so. But we took a chance, you know, so, and we quit and went there. And then we worked about months or so, and then winter was setting in, you know, and then they was pouring concrete, mixing those days, you know, they mixing concrete on a job site with a small mixers, you know. So. And then they needed to mix the concrete. They came to carpenters. We was actually building forms, you know, so. There were six Canadian carpenters and two of us, you know. So, and he said, we need somebody to shovel the gravel. Come and do it, you know. And these Canadians didn't go. We went. And what ended up, they all got laid off in November, and we stayed all winter. So I was lucky that way, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay, the next thing then... following spring, you know, so we had a little money, so me and another fellow, you know, said, well, let's build a house, you know, so. And then we looked around, you know, and we bought a lot on 109th Street and 70th Avenue, you know, and working for a company during the day and at night, we built a house, you know, mm-hmm. Both of us, you know, so. And we bought the lot. Was really expensive, $200. Those days, you know. So we built the house, and then, first of all, like we worked for the same construction company, and then he decided to go on his own building houses. Like, well, first summer we built, our own in evenings, you know, in evenings, and we also built another house for sale, you know, we bought another lot, you know, we sold that one, you know, so. And then he actually went to, bought another lot, moved the house, and I bought his share, you know, so I owned that house, you know. And then I was lucky enough that fall that oil company came, they want to build a service station there. And of course they pay better money, you know, so. And then, but they have to get rezoned, you know. They didn't get rezoned, and then they lost, of course. They have to put the deposit down just to hold it, you know, so. And then if it doesn't approve, I keep that, you know. There was a little money there, you know, so. And then about a year later, another company came, Shell, I guess, came, and then they finally got the rezoning, and then I sold the house to them, you know, so, which was about double what the market is, you know, so. My girlfriend, you know, she came from England, you know. They were our Latvians, but she was in England first, in Edmonton. She came here to Edmonton, you know, and then we met in Edmonton. Decided to, I was going to build a new house, you know, instead of, because, you know, so that one was sold, so then I went to live in an apartment, and then I bought this lot, you know, so built this one slowly, you know. So. 1960, you know. We got married in 1964. Ilga. I think was really, I would say it's really good, you know, so, you know, to my opinion, you know, we work hard, of course. We work weekends and nights and, you know, weekends, well, we did work, but also we did drink, though. Latvian drink. I would say was just really lucky to get to Canada, you know, because then, of course, my education was only, you know, not that good, you know, for wasn't high school or anything, you know, just so then I took that engineering course, but through the mail, you know, in the States there was a school, you know, correspondence school, you know, so I took that, you know, so and then I ended up with a job, and finally I worked up, I was a, you know, major, and finally I got to the point where I was project manager and so on, you know, so on, made good money, we had a good life, you know, so on. And to be honest, you know, I worked till for first 20 years, never took vacation, but then you see, you get the holiday pay, they pay you separately, and you don't have to take it. I mean, they made the law. Mm-hmm. You have to take it, you know. So mm-hmm. For 20 years, I never took it. Then we started in the 70s, so we started going to, or, you know, for vacation to Hawaii. We went 1991 first time. It was devastating to see the way the city looked. Oh, awful, dirty, oh. But then we went, well, we went four times after that, you know. Last time we went, you know, really good, you know. So my wife's mom was in England. Then we actually got her to come here, you know. She was here, yeah. Mom and his step-dad, you know. They lived in Edmonton, too, you know. So to go, like there's Latvian song festivals, you know, every 4 years. We went to every one, you know, so like Toronto and the States, you know, in four places, and to Vancouver, you know, so, you know. She came and she worked, I guess, I don't know how many years she worked. When we started getting together, you know, and sort of, then she quit the work, you know, so she just did the housekeeping, you know. But she worked in some envelope company, you know, so, but was pretty tough because, you know, it's really on the machines, the stuff comes out, you know, and so the arthritis all over the hands, you know, because of the, you know, the glue and what do you call, moisture, you know, so she had a tough time with some arthritis, you know. But she was still, she was happy she came here because in England, you know, of course in England, like as far as the Latvians, there was more like gatherings because there was lots of Latvians there, you know. Here is not as many, you know, so she sort of missed that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mom was brought a dog from England, you know. 280 books, I guess, Latvian books. And then we gave some away because, well, the ones was read already, you know. I still have about 140 to read, you know. Now I'm just reading, you know, in the winter, especially nothing to do, just keep reading. Over so many years, I guess, they were still, you know, they still had like song festivals, though, you know. So, you know, I would say here is better preserved, you know. So I think they're about 1985, I guess, you could start writing already, you know, so, because some of them came to visit, actually even 89, before they got freed, we had some friends over here, you know. I think I got I can't remember, I got that letter somewhere, you know, I got the letter somehow gone through, you know, that was about, I would say, 1970s, my mom wrote me, yeah. Here is that, you can read it. I translate it. That's the letter I received from my sister in 1988, you know, and it explains all. I translate it, you know, so there are lots of spelling mistakes, of course. I'm not Canadian, you know. I'm Canadian, but not. So you can read that, and that explains. That's like she was writing, and that's the first letter I wrote to them in 1956. Well, DP camp was okay too, you know, but here is really the freedom, you know, really the freedom of speech and everything, you know, it's really, really way better here than, you know. Of course, now in Latvia, same thing, it's okay there now, you know. So last time I went, now would be a year ago I went back, you know, to. We had enough information because, you know, some went back, you know, and they disappeared, you know, and so there was lots of, you know, publicity, you know, both ways, so you don't know which one to believe, so to be safe, you know, so no way, you know. So. And just to fill you in, like, for example, when the war started, and then my godfather, he was a writer, you know. I wrote the books, you know, and then the Russians came in, took him to the Siberia, you know, and I got even the certificate. He was shot in 1941, Christmas Day, you know, because he was writing the books against the communism, you know. Well, according to my sister, you know, they was going to take my mom and dad too, but then they had somebody knew, you know, when they're going to come and get them. Then they went to the other state, you know, and then of course they just took somebody else. They just have to have so many, you know, so that's how they were saved, you know. If I wouldn't go to the war, you know, I probably would have ended up too, you know, in Siberia. No doubt, you know, because if you own the land, you considered, you know, you are a bad guy, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
Are you Canadian or Latvian?
Canadian. Well, I have the Canadian citizenship, you know, so that's why I'm saying Canadian. Well, all these, like, you know, these pictures on the wall here, the wood carvings, kind of, you know, that's all, yeah, that's all Latvian, you know, so Latvian, done in Latvia, you know, so. Well, actually, they both, going back in centuries, they both our enemies, you know, because Latvia, they, like, Russians came through, and Germans came through, Swedes came through, and Polish guys came through. They fighting all the time. It's just like reading like that. These books, like my godfather's books, that's all in 17th, 1800. You know, it's all about these wars, you know. So, and amazing, you know. So, and they just, you know. And now, of course, actually, like in our country, our biggest enemy in the schools was taught was Germans, because of the, like in 1800, you know, so. And then, of course, when the Russians came in, the Russians, well, of course, you know, in the school they didn't say anything about, you know, so. They came and took our land and everything, our property, you know, and they become, the Germans came in and we thought now it's liberated, that Germans were friends again, you know, so I don't know. Actually, to tell you the truth, I actually could get away with not going to the army because there was I was only son in a family, and if only son in family could apply and try to get you know, you can keep, you have to look on your family and your farm, you know, so. But then when they was start, you know, received that letter, you have to go for, you know, inspection, you know, so they're calling in, you know, so. And then my dad said, you better go and fight, because they killed your godfather.